So hello again, it's Ian McKendrick, Watercolour Journey, still at Patching's Art Festival, and I've managed to track down a chap called Adrian Weber from a company called Caran d'Ache. I think we all know who Caran d'Ache are, and you're in charge of the communications there.
Absolutely, communication of fine arts, so hello. That means that I'm caring together with a team about development, research of products, and then assure that these products are needed, have the quality that is asked. I, in a way, help or support the product management and then assure that we have the right communication around it with events, with art societies, with competitions. That's from time to time we do in different countries.
Yeah. And Caran d'Ache has a quite a long and established history, doesn't it? I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about the background to Caran d'Ache and where the company came from.
Absolutely. Actually, we're in 2014, and next year we will celebrate the 100 years of company Caran d'Ache. In fact, it was in Geneva and is still in Geneva. All the production, 100% of the color products are made in Geneva, Swiss made. And in 1924, the pencil factory was named Caran d'Ache, which is a Russian word and means pencil in Russian. And there's also a Turkish word Caran d'Ache that means black stone. So based on the pencil, on the graphite. And Emmanuel Poiret was a caricaturist that named himself Caran d'Ache. So there was a French-Russian artist living that had this name, Caran d'Ache. So that's the story behind the name. So you know at least one Russian word. So not only Nastrovye, but also Caran d'Ache, which means pencil.
Brilliant. And when the company first started, what was its first product lines?
I think in Germany, everything started with the pencil, the black pencil, the graphite pencil. But then very quickly, with different kind of color pencils, permanent. And then Caran d'Ache was the first company in the world developing water-soluble watercolor pencil, which is the Prismalo. Allo with water means in French with water. So Prismalo was mainly used in schools because you wanted to have something clean. You wanted to clean the table, the floor. And the thing is that a permanent pencil leaves tracks.
Yeah.
So it was not just the watercolor thing. At that time, nobody was interested in that. It was really the thing of cleaning. So then in 1952 came the Neocolor 1 that was often used by Picasso. We have lots of photos of Pablo Picasso using Neocolor 1. Then came Neocolor 2, came the Neopastel, which is an oil pastel. We have different ranges of pencils like Supracolor, Pablo. Today we have Luminance, we have dry pastels. And everything is done on some square meters in Geneva, in our studios. So a big range, modeling paste,
wow.
Liquid gouache and acrylic. But there we mainly serve the domestic market, the institutional market. We don't go too much into the artist range there. We keep just the studio quality.
Right.
Because we cannot do everything.
No. I noticed that you mentioned the name Picasso as one of the users of your materials. Who else might we know who also use your products?
There are many names, and it's impossible to name all these, but we sometimes forget that Caran d'Ache is not only used by our students, but as you said, Picasso. We have Juan Miró. We had a retrospective about Juan Miró and where you've seen how he was using our products. You have actually Karl Lagerfeld, the German designer, working with Neocolor 2, Luminance. We know about David Hockney, working with Supracolor. Many artists, architects like Mario Botta, the Swiss, Renzo Piano, that made the Shard in London. We know these are addicted Caran d'Ache users without being ambassadors. They just love the clutch pen or a kind of product. And I think they use other products too, but we're quite happy to see that our products make people happy because of the pigmentation, especially the color products, because we take a lot of care on light fastness and pigment concentration, even in the dry product, which is not so easy, like liquid colours.
One thing I'd be really interested to hear, actually, is with colour pigments that you're manufacturing and with the recent rise, particularly in green issues and looking after the environment, and knowing how pigments in the past were quite toxic, has that been a challenge for you?
That's a very good question and very, very complex question. What I can just say is we have a long tradition in schools, so we were quickly used to have the conformity to the European toy security regulations. And very early, many artistic products from the artist range already had respected these strong regulations. But I can tell you that more and more it's getting severe by the European regulations. So And I think I speak for all color producers. The more and more it's getting difficult to respect all these rules. And if we would respect everything they ask, yeah, it would be almost impossible to produce any good colors. Because, okay, from the beginning we started to use hues instead of the real cadmium pigments or the chrome oxide greens and so on in order to avoid toxicity, yeah, and to be safe. Sometimes it was a complaint by artists. Now today they respect and they see that many hues and synthetic pigments are even stronger, are more light, fast, regular, and also sometimes or mostly cheaper in pricing. So today, thanks to the chemistry development, we have a good generation also for dry products, not only for oil color or acrylic, which is less problematic in terms of light fastness, yeah, for instance. But it's a very complex question. What we can just say, as we have one production point, we can control every single step. And for instance, if we work with pigment producers, we let them come from Swiss Basel chemistry, sometimes from other countries, also from UK or from Sun Chemical in US, and then we check all the pigments, we make the tests, and this is a strong inside control, but also, as I say, the ASTM or the AP or the CE conformity, that when we make the deposit and let the product check.
Brilliant. So quality control is a massive thing for you.
It is, yeah, absolutely. That's, yeah.
Sounds like the quality control is engineered into the product.
Yes, absolutely. We have, you know, the ISO,
the ISO,
certifications, the 9001, the 14001, which is about sustainability. It's not only about the product, but all the product processes that you have to respect. So every year we are controlled and we have quality responsibles, which doesn't mean that we do everything perfect, or yeah, we are not the Pope, but we try to give everything with the possibilities we have, because you can imagine in Switzerland the people, they are very severe, they're very selective, so they oblige you to do many steps that maybe in Far East countries you don't have to do.
Yeah.
And this gives a kind of security on the product, yes.
Yeah. So what's been in development in the last few months or the last year that you're looking forward to coming out in the near future?
If we talk about Carandash, we have different worlds. We have the writing instruments world, the office, and the color world in colors. And that's what is interesting here in fine arts especially. We developed the graphite line to reanimate the old-fashioned graphite, to give the best possible graphite solution. In 2008, the Luminance, which is a very waxy, the most light-fast color pencil in the world, let's say, it's a kind of world record. No, in fact, it's not for doing a world record, but we want to give a possibility to the color pencil to be used for galleries and exhibitions, because that was the main problem when another product from another producer, the Charisma from Berol, disappeared. So Carandash tried to help. It was a demand from the United States.
Yeah.
Pastel Pencil and Pastel Cube was a new launch, 168 colors 2 years ago. And Museum is a watercolor in a pencil. Yeah. It was launched last year, 76 colors. So the last 4 or 5 years, we had a lot of launches, which is maybe not the big, big innovation, but contributes to animate and dynamize the market. And actually, currently, we're working on a new generation of a kind of pigmented felt tips, which sounds easy, but not so easy to produce.
I can imagine. This has been such an informative interview to do with you, and I've learned so much about Carandash and about the work that you're doing as well, and
thank
the products
you.
That you're doing.
Thank you very much for the interest.
Where can we go and find out more about you? What's the website address, please?
So the website is www.carandash.com.
Okay.
And there you can find also a Facebook site where you can share works with us and befriend and share your opinion. And we have also got a lot of images and animations, and we're looking forward to be here in UK also next year.
Brilliant. Okay. All right then, Adrian, thank you very much.
Thank you very much to you. Thank you.